Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise the Lord. Welcome everybody to Oasis this morning. We are so honored to have you. And those that are watching by Facebook today, we are just thankful that you are with us. And we're all expecting today, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen, because the Lord is here with us today. And so when He's here, something's going to happen. Something good. Amen.
Amen.
So be ready to receive what
Amen.
God has for you today.
Amen.
And before I turn it over to Pastor, I want to just speak a word of blessing over you and a confession. So just agree with me today by just putting your hands this way. This is, I'm agreeing today. I'm receiving today. I'm
Amen.
Expecting. Amen.
Amen.
So I declare, you speak the words of faith over your life. Spiritual seed that produces spiritual harvest and a natural physical manifestation in your life. I declare you have no cares, for you cast the whole of your cares on Jesus. For He cares for you. You have no heavy burdens, because Jesus' yoke is easy and His burden is light. Your soul is not cast down, for your hope and trust is in the Lord. You have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God flows in and through you. Your body is the temple of the Lord, and the fullness of God dwells in you. You tread on serpents and scorpions and exercise your righteous spiritual authority over all the power of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You are skilled in the word of righteousness, and you call those things that be not as though they are. All things are yours, and you exercise dominion on this earth. You reign in life by Christ Jesus. You aggressively love others unconditionally. I declare all the days are filled with abundance and prosperity, and you have no lack in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's what belongs
Amen.
To us today. Amen. And we're going to partake of everything that the Lord has given us.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'll turn over to Pastor at this time.
I think we're just going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I just thank you for your word. And I know your word is coming alive to us this day. We'll see things we've never seen. We'll hear things we've never heard. And it'll get deeper on the inside of us, and it'll change us into the image of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we thank you for
thank
that
you.
This day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles. I should have had my scripture ready before I said that, shouldn't I? That's a given. I ask you to get your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Now, the title today is Kindness is a Superpower. And we know, in the superhero world, the Marvel Universe, several characters disarm their attacks by absorbing whatever negative energy is thrown at them and sending it back in a different way. And that's what kindness does. When ugliness and hatefulness and the things of this world are sent to us, we turn around and with kindness. Kindness is our superpower, amen? And I tell you, it'll turn the tide. Kindness will turn the tide. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Let love and kindness, this is in the Passion Translation, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that you do. I love that. That's our motivation. That's a pure motivation. Hebrews 13 and 16, we will show mercy to the poor and not miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness for others. For these are the true sacrifices that delight God's heart. Now, kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, considerate, being selfless, being caring, compassionate. We demonstrate kindness by kind acts, a smile, a nice word, an unexpected deed, a planned surprise. Kindness focuses on others. Kindness puts others at the center. Compliment others. Send others a motivational text. Hold the door open for a stranger. Donate your time. Do small things. I really want you to hear that about small things, because we discount small things, but God doesn't. Buy little things for people. That's thoughtfulness. Tell the boss something good on the employee. Tell the restaurant manager something good about the service you received, or how good the food was, or say something good. They're used to people complaining. We need to be showing kindness, and we need to go out of our way to do it. And we'll have to go out of our way to do it a lot of times, and we'll have to step out of our flesh to do it. I know a lot of people will say, well, I paid good money for the food that I got, and I should have had good food and good service. Okay, I'm going to call you what my son Benjamin called his dog one time. You're an ingrate. I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard in my whole life. He had this little dog. I wasn't planning on saying that. He had this little dog. His name was Spike, and he, you know, had him for years and years and years, and he came, and Granny had to take care of him while Benjamin was around doing different things. He was at our house. We didn't know it at the time, but he came back to get Spike one day, and he was going to take him with him. He was moving off again, and Granny said, you can't have him. And she said, he's my dog now. And we inherited Spike. And anyway, one day after that, a few months after that, Benjamin came over, and he was trying to get Spike to come, you know, to see him and to greet him and stuff, and Spike wouldn't have anything to do with him. Because Granny was constantly feeding Spike chicken all the time. And he's going to stay very close to Granny all the time. He wouldn't leave Granny. And Benjamin looked at Spike and said, you ingrate. I tell you, anytime I want a good laugh, I think about that. It just tickles me every time I think about it. So I just called y'all an ingrate, and now I've got y'all laughing, so that's a good thing. Sometimes we are an ingrate. Sometimes we're not grateful. And kindness makes us grateful. Now, what we do, Derek, would you mind bringing me that bag? I forgot that bag, to be honest with you. It's just a little thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Y'all recognize this? It's an apple. This is a gala apple. And we think that the gifts of the Spirit, we consider gifts of the Spirit like, wow, somebody has the gift of word of knowledge, word of wisdom. They're used in the gifts of discerning of spirits. And wow, they are so spiritual if they have the gifts of the Spirit. Now, I want to kick over that sacred cow. That's not true. God gives gifts to babies. Do y'all give gifts at a baby shower to a baby? Certainly you do. Does the baby know how necessarily to use the gift all the time? No. God will give gifts to babies. I'm trying to say, just because somebody has been given a spiritual gift by God, it's not showing that that's making them spiritually mature. Because it's not. It's absolutely not. Now, if you want to see spiritual maturity, a sign or a mark of spiritual maturity is have the fruit of the Spirit. Because fruit, it takes time. This apple took a long time to develop this apple. There was a lot that went into it. You had to cultivate the land. You had to plant the seed. There was a whole bunch going on to get an actual piece of fruit off of this. Well, you know, a fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is what we're talking about today, kindness. That's one of the fruits. And kindness, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to grow the fruit of the Spirit of kindness in our life. Now, this is for everybody. This is not just pastor. This is not just one person or two person. You know, you say, well, I'm pretty good. I'm okay. You're not. This fruit can always get better. It can always get sweeter. It can always get better. I mean, bigger sometimes. And I'm telling you, it can really show forth in our life. But we've got to allow the Lord to do it by the Holy Spirit. We say, you know, that's just not who I am. Well, then you need to change. Because the Holy Spirit is trying to change us into the image of Christ, and He's trying to make us kind. That is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and He's trying to turn us into kind people. And it's going to take some work on His part to do that in us. Amen? Because basically, we're not that kind of people. We're selfish people. Thank you very much. But He'll prompt us to be kind. He'll prompt us to say thank you. He'll prompt us to say I'm sorry. He'll prompt us to apologize. Galatians 5:22 and 23 in the Passion. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action. Now, to really be kindness, it must take action. It can't be just a thought. So we're going to have to obey the Lord in little acts of kindness that He deals with us about doing. Now, a lot of times we'll look at somebody, and the Holy Spirit may tell us, I want you to give them some money, or I want you to do this. And the illustration I have is actually Jerry Savelle's wife, Carolyn. She was prompted by the Holy Spirit. There was this lady or whatever that they knew, her and her husband, and she was prompted. She said, the Holy Spirit prompted her and said, give $100 to this lady and write her this note. And, you know, just he gave her things to write in this note. And it's about how that she is very loved, and, you know, he just gave her things to write. And she said, I just can't do that. Because one thing, she's a millionaire. What would she do? The $100 is going to mean absolutely nothing to her. Why would I do that? And so she didn't do any part of it. Well, a few months later, her husband, Jerry, was ministering, and he's ministering to this couple. And, you know, he's saying whatever. And then the lady tells Carolyn, Carolyn apologized to the lady and said, I was supposed to write you a note and tell you about how much you're loved. She didn't mention the money. She never mentioned that I was supposed to give you some money. And then as her and the lady were talking, God illuminated to her why he wanted her to do what he asked her to do. The lady said, well, you know, nobody has ever given to us. And Carolyn said, you know, if I had obeyed what the Holy Spirit was showing me to do, it would have made a big difference in her life. I mean, it'd been huge. But she reasoned it away. That's what we do so many times. We reason it away. I'm head of the pack here. This is not condemnation. This is like, we're all in the same boat. We reason things away that the Holy Spirit is dealing with us about and telling us to do. And it will make such a difference in somebody's walk with the Lord if we would obey Him. Now, little acts of kindness. We had the Lord deal with us, and most of the time I'm telling you areas I have messed up in. Y'all know that's my prime subject is me on areas I've goofed up in. I'm going to tell you a couple of areas I got it right. And so if you only listen to this tape, you say, man, what a self-centered human being he is. He told things about himself. Well, listen to the others and you'll know I'm been smashed to pieces by the things that I've said and the mistakes that I've made. Anyway, we had an impression one day. Take this couple. I got it from the Holy Spirit. Take this couple some banana pudding. Take them a banana pudding. I thought, buddy, I like this assignment. Take them a banana pudding. I wish I got those kind of assignments more often. So me and Pastor Sharon, we went and we bought 4 banana puddings. And we took to this couple. We're eating the banana puddings. Having a good time, matter of fact, eating a banana pudding. It was very good. And that was an enjoyable obedience to the Lord. You understand? I mean, if he tells you to go get somebody a banana pudding, you ought to do it. I'm telling you, you're missing out on something good if you don't do it. Anyway, that was a side journey. Anyway, we were sitting there eating our banana pudding, all of us, and the lady spoke up and she said, you know, she said, I've never had a banana pudding all by myself before. Ever. She always was sharing it with kids, or she was always sharing it with her husband, or she was always sharing it with somebody else. She never had one all by herself. It meant a lot to her. That little thing that I almost reasoned it away. Can you understand that? Okay, y'all still with me? We had a men's meeting many years ago. And I had asked the men, I felt impressed to ask the men. I said, it was about doing good deeds and, you know, kindness. And I asked them before the next meeting, which is like a month away, I would like for y'all to do just one act of kindness, just one. It don't matter what it is, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do, do it. And several of them did it. I remember you did it. I remember exactly what you did. And it was just, I thought, wow, that is so awesome. And most of you weren't here at that time. I don't recognize any other men that were here at that time. But and like I say, some men did it. And then there were some men in that meeting that said, when they came to the meeting, 30 days later, they said, well, you know, I just didn't have time to do it. I'm thinking about it, and I intend to do it, But I really just didn't have time. Okay, I really want to blast that to pieces, because that's such a big self-deception and such a big lie. You're no busier than anybody else. Excuse me? Why did God give you the assignment if you were too busy to do it? Oh, that was good. Wait a minute. You almost missed it. God gives us the assignments no matter how busy we are to see if we're going to pay attention to the assignments He gives us. I'm not saying we're not busy at times and busier at other times, but He's still saying what I'm telling you is the most important thing. Some of those things on the list got to go because some of those things are not as important as what I'm telling you to do. That was good. This is not condemnation, guys. We're growing. Oscar Wilde said, "The smallest act of kindness is worth more than the grandest of intentions." Well, I intend to do it. Well, you had 30 days. In 30 days, you couldn't have done one little act of kindness to somebody in 30 days. You didn't intend to do it. You put it right off your shoulder. It's for somebody else. It's not who I am. Thank you very much. That was so good. Hebrews 13 and 16 again in the Passion. Don't miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness for others. Okay, now I want to go to Acts 9 and 36. This is the Passion Translation. "Now there was a follower of Jesus who lived in Joppa. Her Aramaic name, Tabitha, means gazelle. She lived her life, get this, she lived her life doing kind things for others and serving the poor." One translation says, this is Tree of Life version, says she was rich in acts of kindness and charity, which she, get this, continually did. So this was habit with her. This was lifestyle with her. This is not one and done. This is what she does with her life. She's serving the Lord by doing acts of kindness for others. And she's not looking at the outside appearance to determine whether she's going to do it or not. Acts 9 and 39. "So Peter went up with them to the back to Joppa, and upon arriving, they led him to the upper room. She had passed away. There were many widows standing next to Peter weeping. One after another showed him the tunics and other garments." One of the translations says coats and stuff that Tabitha had made to bless others. And you know she was raised from the dead. Now, she lived her life doing kind things for others. So our question, or my question to all of us, is how can I be a blessing to others? Not how can you be a blessing to others, but how can I be a blessing to others? Because this is personal. This is all of us. Hebrews 13 and 16, Passion, I know it's the same, it's a little different in this. "Remember to be kind to other people." Contemporary English version says, "But don't forget to help others," get this, "and to share your possessions with them," get this. Now, I'm not talking about, okay, I got to qualify that, because people will want to borrow stuff, or they want to... You have moochers in the body of Christ. I better go ahead and say that. And you've got to discern if somebody's a moocher. I mean it, because you're not helping a moocher. God's not going to lead you to help a moocher. You know, don't feel sorry for a moocher. He needs to get a job, and thank you very much. I'm gonna take a whole sideline. Never mind. But don't forget to help others and to share your possessions with them. This too is like, get this, this too is like an offering. A sacrifice that pleases God. When we do kind things for others, it's just like an offering. It is an offering in the eyes of God, and it's a sacrifice, and it pleases the Lord. That was contemporary English version. So, I gave y'all part of this story, I don't know, a few months ago when I taught on kindness. I told her we just can't stay away from kindness. I want to do a series on it, and if the Lord allows us to, we will. I've got... a lot. But I do my best, and I mean it, to be led by the Lord on what to do and whether we do series or not. And I warn them. But the Lord knows exactly what we need, and I'm going to follow His Spirit, because that's where it's at. I told you this part of the story before. When Granny was at the rehab center in Phoenix City, there was a lady that greeted everybody. I don't know if her title is greeter or hostess or whatever. But, you know, she had you sign in when you came in the rehab center. And, you know, she's the sweetest little old lady you've ever seen in your life. I mean it. She's so happy all the time. I mean, all the times we were there, in and out, in and out, in and out. And she is happy every time. She's smiling every time. She's as courteous as anybody you've ever seen in your life. I mean, your appearance is, this woman ain't never had a bad day. Because she's just, she make you feel better just being in her presence. I like that. Shouldn't we as Christians, shouldn't that be our goal, to make people feel better just being in our presence? She was so courteous and so kind. And it just kept coming to me. Okay, you need to tell her boss on her. You need to tell her boss what she's doing. I don't know her boss. I don't know this lady's name. I'm going to have to find out this lady's name. And I found out, and I made a call, and it didn't work out, and I wasn't able to get them. And this thing just stayed on me. It just stayed on me. And some things are just a slight depression, and it was, but it stayed there. And I remember one day we were really busy. No joke. We had a lot of things lined up, and we were doing those things. And I told Pastor Sharon, I said, I know we got a lot today. And I said, this looks like craziness, but we got to go to the rehab center today. It can't be tomorrow. It can't be next week. It's got to be today. I got it in my spirit. It must be today. So anyway, we went to the rehab center. I got to talking to her, and I explained to her how much she had touched our lives just being who she is. Just happy and smiling and courteous, and, you know, she's just a light for God. And anyway, I tried to call her boss, get her to put the call through, since she's there at the call center, and I still couldn't get her. And so I said, let me take the phone number. And the lady was like, oh, you just make me cry just telling me all this stuff, you know. And it wasn't about that. It was about the Lord wanting to do this to her, for her. And anyway, a few days later, I was able to get her boss on the phone. And her boss was taking notes while I was on the phone. She just taking notes. I said, I'm telling you, she's a good face for rehab because she's smiling and happy. And, you know, everybody you see at rehab is not smiling and happy. Can I say that? Everybody at your job is not smiling and happy. Everybody, you know, in the church is not smiling and happy, including pastors sometimes. Thank you very much. That was very good. Yes, it was. I think it was. Hallelujah. I see that. Okay. You understand what I'm saying is I told this lady this, and she was taking notes, and she said, you know what? She said, our next meeting, she said, we're bringing this up. This is going to be the subject of our next, one of the topics of our next meeting. And I said, great. And then she said, you know what? She said, we're going to honor her. And I was like, mission accomplished. I did exactly, because the Lord wanted her honored. Yeah. He wanted her honored. He wanted her recognized for what she was doing. Nobody seemed to notice it, but the Lord, He notices it. The things that you do that you don't think, the little things that you do that you think they are never noticed, God says, I notice them. I notice them, and I'm trying to get my people, all of us, to be kind to somebody else, to say that thing that maybe appears that you're weak because you're telling them you love them and you're so thankful they're doing this or that. It ain't about all that stuff. It's about going from your heart. Y'all still with me? The saying, you've seen it before, I see it all the time, be kind. For everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. There is not a greater truth than that. Everybody is fighting a great battle. Everybody. And we think some little act of kindness is not going to matter, but we're very wrong. Very, very wrong. It's the heart of God. I remember one time I was told this secondhand. I was told that this minister that I respected very much, he's an older man. I loved him very much, and he said these words. I was told this by somebody else. I wasn't told this by the minister. He said, rock will always come out on top no matter what he goes through. I can't tell you how many times I've been through stuff through the years, and I've remembered his words. I've drug those words back up, and I said, wait a minute. Brother so-and-so said, and he's an older minister. He's a seasoned minister. He said, no matter what he goes through, he's always going to come out on top. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I might be down, but I'm not out. I'm coming on top. I'm coming right back on top. I don't care. The cream rises to the top. And God says the cream is in you. The cream is in you, and you're going to rise to the top. No matter who's trying to hold you down, no matter what the enemy is trying to do to you, the cream is in you. The cream of God's glory is in you, and it's going to cause you to rise to the top. Now that was a second-hand compliment or word that I have used as a prophetic word all my life, and I never heard it come out of his mouth. I only heard it secondhand, but I'm using it for the rest of my life. He's been dead now for years, and that word is still alive because of the river. It's still alive and flowing well in me. So go out of your way to be kind to others. Y'all hang on a minute. Galatians 6:9 in the Passion. And don't allow yourselves to be weary. That's what we do. We get weary and planting good seeds for the season of reaping. The wonderful harvest you've planted is coming. There's a harvest for being kind. And verse number 10, take advantage. Get this. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. Sometimes an unction will rise up to write something special to somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got the Spirit of God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that unction won't stay long. It'll only stay a few minutes sometimes. Very rarely does it stay a day or two. I mean, it's just like, I know I have to get a piece of paper. I keep notebooks around me all the time. I got notebooks everywhere. Every room in my house, there's a notebook and there's pens everywhere. And you say, well, then Gracie doesn't eat them. There's pens everywhere. And as a matter of fact, I started ordering them monthly now, pens. Because Gracie likes to let, never mind. Anyway, that unction rises up. You got to write it. Maybe it's an unction to do something. You need to write it down and you need to remind yourself, because you'll put it off and you won't do it. And that's an act of kindness that the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do. And it's going to turn you into the fruit, the image of Christ. But it's by doing those little bitty things that He's prompting us to do. And a lot of times we say, well, if I ever get an unction, I'll do it. Nuh-uh. Don't wait for the unction. You do it. When you have a thought to bless somebody else is outside of your own thoughts, you need to do it. I got to go just a minute or more longer. Psalms 4:1, Passion. Whenever I was in distress, you enlarged me. This is David, I'm pretty sure. I didn't reference that, but I know it's in Psalms. I'm being squeezed again. I need your kindness right away. See, we all need God's kindness right away. We're being squeezed and put under pressure by the enemy. Let us show more kindness to one another. We all need it. I know I've told y'all. I know one time, oh man, but this particular time, oh, I was so discouraged. I was so pushed down. And there's two things happened. One, we got a card in the mail. It was a card to go out to eat or whatever. And it wasn't that. And I'm not hitting around for anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. I was saying this because I think we sold it to somebody else. It was the fact that card came in the mail. Nobody put their return address on it. They didn't put anything but our name on it and a card in the mail. It was like a gift card for food. And it just touched my heart so deeply because I knew that was the Lord. Sometimes you can get so battered by the enemy that you're questioning things. The love of God, like that lady. You understand what I'm saying? And a little bitty act of kindness, okay, during that same period. We were in Birmingham. And at that time, I drank a lot of, I don't even drink them now, diet orange drinks. And I rarely drink them. That would be a lie. Sometimes they get me a diet orange drink, you understand? Never mind. And we were in this grocery store, never been there before, didn't know anything about it. And we're looking for the diet orange drinks, wanted the diet orange drink real bad. And I didn't know it, but he was the manager of the store, came up to us, and he said, is there anything I can get you? I said, if you could just tell me where these are. He said, we don't even have those. And I said, really? He said, I want to. He was just like, I'm not going to let anybody walk out of this store today that I'm not helping in some way. I said, I appreciate it. If you don't sell them, you just don't sell them, and it's okay. Everything's good. And we bought something else. I don't know what it was. It wasn't something to drink, but maybe it was a piece of candy or something. I'm sure that was for Pastor Sharon. It wasn't for me. Right. You know. Anyway, we're checking out with that. And the store manager comes running. This is the honest truth. He comes running. And he said, hang on, don't leave. I'm like, huh? And he has a thing of ice, and he has a diet orange drink. And he said, this is the only one I could find in the whole place. He said, but I warned you to have it. He said, no charge. You take this and you enjoy it. And I was like, well, all right, guy. All right. See, those acts of kindness, they make you feel special. They make other people feel. What does the word say? I don't have the scripture with me right now. The scripture about the goodness of God, which is the kindness of God, leadeth thee to repentance. You know, we think it's the condemnation. We think it's the guilt. No, it's the goodness. It's the kindness. You're doing that kind act for them. They recognize it's God. Come on, Pastor Sharon. Glory to God. Glory.
You all right? Praise God. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I'm not going to just go give you the whole load of my message this morning. I've got a few verse scriptures here that I want to read this morning. And most of you are very familiar with this, but there may be some that haven't really delved into this scripture, but it just is an example of the kind of kindness that God wants us to give to others. And as Pastor said, this is not a condemnation message. And I hope I got all my scriptures in order, because I got... no, I don't. Glory to God. As I say, when something doesn't go right, I say, glory to God.
That's right.
Amen. Well, I've got them in order. I've just got them in order backwards, if that makes any sense. Okay. So most of us are familiar with the Good Samaritan. And I want to just read these scriptures. So as I always say, it's several pages. So, well, it verses, I mean. It's Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. And I'm going to be reading it from the Passion Translation. So it says, just then a religious scholar stood before Jesus in order to test his doctrines. He posed this question, teacher, what requirement must I fulfill if I want to live forever in heaven? Jesus replied, what do you read in the law? How do you understand it? So, you know, they didn't quite understand the way that it's supposed to be. So then verse 27 says, the religious scholar answered, it states you must love the Lord God with all your heart, all your passion, all your energy, and your every thought. And you must love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said. That is correct, Jesus told the man. He said, now go and do exactly that, and you will live. And then verse 29 and 30 says, wanting to justify himself, he questioned Jesus further, saying, what do you mean by my neighbor? Jesus answered, there was once a Jewish man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. When bandits robbed him along the way, they beat him severely, stripped him naked, and left him half dead. Soon a Jewish priest, walking down the same road, came upon the wounded man. Seeing him from a distance, the priest crossed to the other side of the road and walked right past him, not turning to help one bit. Later, a religious man, a Levite, came walking down the same road and likewise crossed to the other side to pass by the wounded man without stopping to help him. Finally, another man, a Samaritan, came upon the bleeding man and was moved with tender compassion for him. He stooped down and gave him first aid, pouring olive oil on his wounds, disinfecting them with wine, and bandaging them to stop the bleeding. Lifting him up, he placed him on his own donkey and brought him to an inn. Then he took him from his donkey and carried him to a room for the night. The next morning, he took his own money from his wallet. Say that one again. The next morning, he took his own money from his wallet and gave it to the innkeeper with these words, "Take care of him until I come back from my journey. If it costs more than this, I will repay you when I return." And then verse 36 and 37 says, "So now tell me, which one of the three men saw the wounded man proved to be the true neighbor?" The religious scholar responded, "The one who demonstrated kindness and mercy." Jesus said, "Go and do the same as he." Amen. So that is what, you know, that is part of the virtue of Jesus, of his character. And so he gives us an example there, you know. His character is love. His character is kindness and mercy and so many more things. But, you know, the Lord wants us to, as Pastor said, grow in the fruits of the Spirit, and kindness being one of the fruits of the Spirit. He wants us to demonstrate his kindness. He wants us to demonstrate his virtues. Amen. And so this, you know, all these people, these religious people, saw this wounded man and just walked on, went to the other side of the road, didn't want to have anything to do with him, and until the Samaritan came by. And, you know, today it's sad to say, you know, we are living in a time where people don't want to help. They don't want to get involved, you know. They are really, people are becoming callous. And so, you know, that is not the character of the Lord. That is not his character. And he is teaching us to walk in his character. We are the Jesus that people see. You know, the hands and the feet, the eyes, the ears of Jesus here on this earth. And so he wants us to cultivate, you know, work on and grow in the spirit of kindness. Amen. And so that's all I'm going to share this morning. But just keep that in mind. You know, a lot of times our flesh or what's going on around us will say, don't get involved, you know. But, you know, the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a lot of things. You've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. As Pastor was saying, you know, there's people that will take advantage of you. But we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And if we feel that prompting or that nudge, sometimes it's so slight that you question, you know, is that God, is that you? And we all do that. So if you continue to feel that prompting, though, it just won't leave you, you know, then you need to act on that prompting. And remember that kindness is a virtue, a characteristic of the Lord. And we want to represent him, don't we? Amen. So give God a hand clap of praise this morning, for the Lord is good. He is kind, and his mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. And before we close out, first of all, I'm going to ask Chrissy to share with us what we've got planned that's coming up. We're going to begin next month. So if you will, Chrissy, explain it to the peoples.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832, or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.